Leif, last time I talked to you, you're getting ready to head over to Omak Lake. How'd it go?
Yeah, we were getting ready to head over there, a couple of my friends and I, and we took the new boat, and, you know, we went down and tried to put the wind to our backs. We went to Cowpie and started out with a gentle breeze over at the east end there, and, you know, we fished for a while, didn't really get into much, and I was telling them how that lake could kick up into a squall, and yeah. Ogopogo could come out, and whirlpools and stuff, and they thought I was making stuff up until, you know, the sideways rain and 50-mile-an-hour wind hit, and then we're in, like, 3- and 4-foot swells in the drift boat, and...
It seems like it happens every year.
Oh, man. You know, it's like... I know it's like that, too, and I went to go around the side of this point to get out of the wind. The moment I did, the wind switched directions and tried to blow me all the way across the lake, and that's one big lake. So I was rowing like a mad dog, just about taking water into the boat, and almost got thrown onto the beach when I finally got around Cape Horn and took it to the beach. So we hunkered down in the truck for a little bit, had some lunch, tried to, you know, make a new game plan, and we came up with head to the other end of the lake because the wind, like I said, switched directions, and all of a sudden it made more sense to be down at another great name, Beer Can Beach, down there at the west end, the one that's closer to Omak. And, you know, all of a sudden it turned just beautiful, sunny, and the wind died, and we were just kind of, you know, suffering from slow fish-itis again and just dangling stuff over the boat when rods just started to go off in like almost like a bait fishing position, just hanging under the boat with the gentle wave. And so we turned that into our tactic, and we were jigging for Lahontans with our sink tip lines just directly under the boat. And we did great.
Really?
Yeah, we got some really big fish. You know, it started off, Sarah, the lady was, you know, she's always super lucky. And, of course, she had like 5 little ones right away. And we thought, wow, you know, and once she got into a big one, I thought, okay, there's something to this. And I just set my pole and just waited for it to bump. And I had, you know, a good 25, 26 inch or two. And we got into some really good fish by the end of the day.
All right, so stay flexible.
Yeah, well, and that's always been the thing with Omak Lake. You know, the first time I ever went there, I went set up with what I thought those fish would want. Ended up fishing some funky rig with like a giant stonefly from the river, dropping a tinier nymph just to try to bring the attention to the fly that they'd been, you know, a big fly like they'd been snubbing all day. And when they turn away, like I'd talked about in the past, they see the little one and take that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't get their attention at all in the first place, they're not going to take. So, you know, it just turned out we had to slow it all down. They just weren't ready for anything fast yet, and at least we figured it out. You always got to be happy.
So how long do you think this Lahontan run's going to be happening?
Well, judging by the way they're acting that day, it's just getting started. They're just still that was about 20 feet deep. We did see one big fish come up into the shallows. So, you know, you guys haven't missed the boat. You got some time. Get ready, but don't waste the opportunity. I would say if you get a chance, head up this weekend, and, you know, you should be starting to see fish in that 10, 15, and even the occasional within eyesight 5-6 feet of water. And it's going to be a lot of fun. They were really bright. You know, there was hardly any color in those fish. Just one of the last males we pulled up, this really, I think it was fish of the day, about 28 inches. No 30 inchers, but hey, you know, it was really pretty. Had a little bit of color, and the rest were just silver. So it's obviously very early in the whole thing, but we have about 3 to 4 weeks of good fishing on that lake to look forward to.
All right, so get on it.
That's right. Everybody check us out at flyfishersproshop.com. We'll show you what we're up to with our blog. We'll get you out there on the river having fun. Give us a call, 429-7298. Fish on, everybody.